Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday morning. Thursday, January the 19th, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour. Having a very interesting conversation there in hour number one, took us right up to the bell, the top of the hour break, about open enrollment in Marion City Schools. Now, this came from a conversation that I was having yesterday with a couple of people who seemed to feel, you know, we can talk about the administration, we can talk about the teachers, we can talk about the students, we can talk about the bus drivers, we can talk about a lot of things, the buildings, whatever. But really, one of the things that has hurt schools most in Marion, all five districts, is open enrollment. Because there used to be a fee if you took your child to another school. And that fee no longer exists. If it does exist, it's very minuscule to what it once was. And as long as we are voting for money for schools, levies, based on property tax, how do you do open enrollment? It's very complicated. Because as I said in hour number one, if you live in Marion City and you send your kid to Elgin and it's time to vote for levies, you're going to vote on the Marion City levy because your house is in Marion City. But you don't have any kids who go to Marion City because you've open enrolled your kids in Elgin. And conversely, where your kids go, Elgin, you can't vote on that levy because your house is not in the Elgin district. So how do we fix this problem? Because I do believe if you look at the history of schools in Marion, Marion City Schools did not used to have a pay-to-play. You know, that's a fairly recent thing in the last 20 years. Books used to be provided for the students at Marion City Schools because they passed levies all the time. Because all the kids who went to Marion City Schools lived in Marion City. So this open enrollment thing has really hurt the schools. I think it really is probably the biggest problem that we have had. And again, Marion is unique in the perspective that we have five school districts. You know, you have five different options to send your kids. And it's difficult because, again, you don't vote on where you send your kids. You don't vote on levies that way, property tax. You vote on the district you live in. So how do you think we could fix this? And do you think this is a problem? Do you think this is one of the major problems that we have with schools right now? Paying teachers more, paying bus drivers more, paying custodians more, and just having a different group of kids, I guess, in a school. It's weird. You remember when you used to grow up and you had a friend? And your friend lived down the street, well, you knew you were going to go to the same school because you lived in the same district. Well, now, if one of the kids' parents want to open enroll them, well, there you go. You're off to another school. So, do you think this is a problem? Do you think it's not a problem? 740-751-4038. I just think it's probably the underlying problem. And the reason it's not talked about a whole lot is because it's going to be a hard problem to fix. Because it's one of those situations where I don't know how you unding that bell. Because I don't even know how you would do it now. I mean, how could you make kids go back to the school where they live? The district that they live in. I think that would be very difficult at this point. Because you might have a kid who's maybe a freshman in high school now, who's been in that district their whole life. Well, what are you going to do? Send them back to their regular district now where they don't have any friends? And I don't know. It's just once they dinged that bell, maybe is a better way to say it. I think there's no way to unding it at this point. So, or any thoughts on how we could fix this problem? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Now, the other question we had this morning was regarding the opening of Del Taco, which, by the way, will be February the 8th now, 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. And why is that such a big story? It certainly has been for us in the last few days. Why do people care so much about restaurants and when they open and things of that nature? And has it hurt Del Taco that they've had so many bumps along the way? You know, they've had to postpone a couple times. At one point, it was up for sale. I don't know if it's still up for sale or not. It's difficult. So will this hurt Del Taco? 740-751-4038. Okay, let's take the call here, then we'll come back and talk about the other subject I wanted to talk about this morning. Go ahead, caller.
I was just thinking, Del Taco, they might be onto something. They might have us all fooled by their postponements and their delays, because I don't think any restaurant in town's ever got this much publicity when they opened.
No, and it is very interesting. Like I say, we have all kinds of interesting things going on in town, but nothing in recent memory has gotten 111 shares in 48 hours.
Yeah, you find a body laying somewhere on the other side of town. Oh, well, barely a blip on the radar. Oh, Del Taco's coming to town, cancel Christmas.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Because we all love to eat.
Do you really think that's what it is? I mean, I don't know. I mean...
Yeah.
Well, but does everybody love Mexican food? I don't know. I think there's something else to it. You know what I think?
The fact that Mexican food is a joke, because that's like saying Taco Bell's Mexican food. Like, if you want Mexican food, you got to go to, like, Mi Jalapeno or Victor's or El Camp.
Well, didn't we get a call yesterday? You had kind of ragged on Del Taco. And didn't somebody call in yesterday and said they had the loaded tacos much more than Taco Bell and at a cheaper price?
I mean, different strokes for different folks. In my opinion, it wasn't anything that great or wonderful.
Are you going to get the app and go get your free Del Taco when they open on February the 8th?
Well, Scott, you know, there is that saying that I've always said, if it's free, it's for me, so probably.
Well, have you used the Del Taco app? I know you've been to Del Taco.
No.
Well, see, that's why you listen to this show, information like that.
Yeah, I mean, like, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be getting that free taco because I wouldn't know about it.
Well, you know, the other thing, here's what I don't think it has anything to do with food. Maybe to some degree it does. But here's what I think. Have you ever noticed people will gossip about murders and things like that to some degree? But have you ever noticed when, did you hear that Walmart's going to go out of business? Did you hear that did you hear Myers is going to be doing a remodel? Did you hear that Kroger's going to be moving across town? Where do these people get their information? I think that's what it is. I mean,
I don't know.
Have you run into those people?
Of course. If it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah, but when it comes to restaurants and department stores, people talk about, like, they know, hey, I talked to a guy, and did you hear that Arby's is going to be closing? You know, and there's no truth to it at all.
I don't get that.
Hey, did you get your free chicken nuggets yesterday?
No, what was it? There were free chicken nuggets?
Yeah, you're the one that put me onto the McDonald's app, and now you don't know about it?
Oh,
well, on the McDonald's app.
Well, I'll tell you something funny. I am terrible about taking a phone anywhere, especially in the morning when I do the shows from my home office, because I know I'm coming right back here. So I would say 90% of the time, I don't have the app in the morning with me. So, and a lot of times, that's the only time I go there during the day.
Okay, because, yeah, I think it was to commemorate their 40th anniversary.
Oh, yes.
Of the chicken nugget.
Oh, the 40th anniversary of chicken. Well, that's interesting.
I watched a documentary once on how they make this, and I'm surprised. I have to put that out of my mind, or I'd never be able to see another one ever again. It looks like after they emulsify the chicken and everything else that goes into them, it kind of looks like pink toothpaste getting squirted out.
But I mean, isn't that the case with all food? You know, it's interesting you bring this up, because I had a conversation last week. I went out to dinner. We were doing a TV taping over at the studio.
Hey, Scott, can I go ahead and tune in? I got work to do.
Yeah, got this. Listen in.
All right.
Here's an interesting thing. Last week, I was talking. We went to the studio to do a TV taping. And we went and got some dinner. I think we got some hamburgers. And the people showed up to do the TV taping a little earlier than I thought they were going to show up. So I didn't get a chance to eat the hamburger because we got started. And the TV taping took about 2 hours, and the hamburger was still all wrapped up. And when I got done, I ate the hamburger. And somebody said, well, how in the world can you eat that hamburger after 2 hours? And I said, have you ever been to a cookout in the summer where it's 10 times hotter than it is right now? And hamburgers will sit on the table for, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours, however long the cookout lasts. And people are still eating those hamburgers. So I think people get into a little bit of a false paradise with food. You know, yeah, you see how the chicken nuggets are made. But, I mean, is it really awful, any more awful than any other food? I doubt it. You know, I worked at a restaurant. I think I've said this before. I worked at a restaurant when I was in high school and college. And I always said that if you went back to the kitchen, you probably would not eat there again. And I think that's the place with all restaurants. You just see too much. So I think, and people say, well, that restaurant's very, very clean. Well, the lobby and the dining room are clean because, you know, that's what they try to keep clean. The kitchen may be a different story. And also the people in the dining room, those are the people who are working. They have to dress up. They have to have nice aprons and shirts and things like that. The people who are cooking your food aren't dressed like that. So it's kind of a funny false paradise when it comes to food. All kinds of food, I think. But it never stopped me from eating out. Because I always thought, you know, what are you going to do? You know, does anybody go to the grocery store and see how that food's all packaged before it comes to the grocery store? Probably not. In any event, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on food? Have you ever been put off of food because you know how it's made now? And our original question, why is there so much interest in Del Taco? I believe it has nothing to do with Del Taco, to be honest with you. They're going to open on February the 8th. But what I really believe it is, it's that gossipy nature. You know, Pat Carroll says it at the top of the hour here. And that's why I put that quote on the top of the hour, the late Pat Carroll. We love gossip. And gossip doesn't have to be true. I mean, you can say anything. You know, sometimes I worry about coming on the air here in the morning and saying something that I don't know is exactly true, even though I say, hey, this is a rumor. And people take it as the gospel truth. And I don't know, people just want to hear things. I don't know. Like, have you ever heard somebody, they'll come up very confidential, and they'll say, did you hear that Myers is going to remodel? Did you hear that White Castle's going out of business? You know, and there is no truth to any of those stories. Do you know how many times people have approached me because I've worked somewhere and told me things about the business that I work at that I know have no truth? And now, years later, I know they have no truth. You know, it's always they're closing, they're moving. And I think that's what Del Taco is all about. Everybody wants to be the first to know what's going on. It's that thing. Have you ever noticed this? I've noticed this with people. This is kind of a weird thing to talk about. Have you ever noticed there are certain people in your family that when somebody dies, they want to be the first to let people know? I don't want to tell anybody when somebody dies. I figure wait till the obit comes out. But do you have those people in your family? I mean, I have those people in my family, and I don't understand that to this day. I remember one time, now here's a story for you. Somebody very close to me died. And they died very unexpectedly. They died at home, they died unexpectedly, and I was the first person to know that they had died. And I called two other people just because I felt somebody else should know. I wasn't calling to be the first to call. Matter of fact, when I called them, I didn't know they were dead. So the other two people show up. So the person has just been taken to the funeral parlor. I mean, they're not dead 3 or 4 hours. Nobody else knows. And all of a sudden, one of these other people who knows that they're dead, who are with me, so there's only like three of us who know at this point, starts telling me that I need to call this person, I need to call this person, I need to call this person. And I thought, at this point, what difference does it make? You know, they're not coming back. And why do you have to tell people so soon? I don't know. That's just... Does anybody have those people in their family, or is my family just nuts? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, conversely, I've been on the other side of that, too, where people have informed me that somebody died before they tell the public, and I appreciate that, but I think that's something different. But have you ever noticed that people are funny when it comes to news? I don't know if it falls under the gossip category, but that's what I think this whole Del Taco thing is really all about. People want to have the information. They want to know when that's going to open, and they want to be able to tell their friends. What do you think? 740-751-4038. And the other conversation we're having long-term here this morning is, before I get back to this, coincidentally, the first day that Del Taco opens, there is somebody who I know is going to sit in that line on Wednesday, February the 8th, and bring a Del Taco, maybe a taco salad. That sounds, do they have taco salads? I don't even know. A taco salad and a large Diet Coke to me that day for lunch to celebrate the opening of Del Taco. I know that's going to happen. Good-hearted people. All right. The other subject we were discussing this morning was the open enrollment of schools. Does anybody have anything more to say about that? Because we did talk quite about that in the last hour. It took us right up to the bell. Open enrollment, a big problem in schools because you're not going to be voting on your property tax on the district your kids live in. Does anybody have anything more to say about that? 740-751-4038. Now, I said we talked about two topics yesterday, me and this group of people. And the other topic was downtown Marion. And I know we have talked about this so many times. But again, it's kind of like the school thing. There's an underlying reason for everything. And downtown Marion seems to be doing okay right now. They've got some stores down there. They've got some restaurants down there. Great. They're having events down there. Nobody's going to root against downtown Marion. But it's always been quite simple to me what the underlying problem is with downtown Marion is that Main Street, when they were laying out the city, Main Street, which is why it's called Main Street, which runs right through downtown, is 423. Well, that used to be Route 23. So if you wanted to go from Delaware to Upper or Upper to Delaware or Upper to Columbus or whatever it was, you had to go through downtown Marion. You had to go down 423. And downtown got all the through traffic. You know, on the highway, when you see the off-ramp, hey, all these restaurants here, well, that's what downtown Marion used to be because it was 23. Well, when they built the off-ramp out here on the east side of town, that took all the traffic away from downtown Marion, the through traffic. So, essentially, we talk about businesses, we talk about buildings, we talk about beautification downtown. Really, what it all comes down to is the fact is there's not going to be as much traffic down there as there was when it first opened because of the movement of 23. That's why Marion Mount Gilead Road is so busy. That's why there's a speedway very close to the off-ramp on 309. It's because 23 has moved. If 23 were still running through downtown Marion, it would still be very vital, and a lot of businesses would have probably built downtown. But they didn't because of the configuration of the town. And in Marion, it was really kind of hurtful because obviously 423, which was 23, used to be in the city limits. It was right through downtown. Well, the off-ramp is in the county. So that moved most of your big businesses to the county, like Walmart, like Meijer, like Menards, like McDonald's, like Taco Bell. All those places are in the county. The Plaza, Lowe's, Bob Evans, Applebee's, BW3s, all in the county. That speedway on 309 in the county. Look at the gas stations, Meijer Gas Station, the Duke Station on Jamesway, all in the county. So that is an underlying problem. And again, we can talk about all the issues with downtown Marion that people have tried to fix. And I think some people are doing a very good job at trying to make things happen. But that's the underlying cause. It was the loss of 23 to the county. Now, if you'd like to disagree with me or have any other thoughts on that, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. 36 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. You know, and that's a long-term conversation, too, because we've talked about parking, and we've talked about one-way streets downtown. That's a big problem. And in a way, it is. But I can never remember going downtown and really having an issue with parking. I mean, you might have to park a little bit a ways from something, but it's not anything huge. And as far as one-way streets goes, really you just go around the block and you're back to where you start. So I don't know. So there's the topics this morning, 37 minutes past the hour. Any thoughts on downtown Marion? Do you think the underlying real cause in this is the loss of 23 to the county? With schools, the five school systems in the area, is it the loss of students to open enrollment? Is that the real problem? And why do you think the Del Taco opening on February the 8th is such a big story? Does it have to do with gossip? Does it have to do with people really just want to eat at Del Taco? Has Del Taco been smart, as Sarah says, and built this up so long? What's your opinion on this? 740-751-4038. Phone lines are wide open, and we've been having a great conversation here this morning, and I certainly do always appreciate the conversation from the listening audience. So if you got anything to say on downtown, school districts, Del Taco, our big Groundhog Day celebration coming up here on Thursday, February the 2nd from 8:15 till 10 a.m., let us know. We'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. Okay. Well, let's see here. Well, we had a Family Feud question yesterday. We had one answer left. We didn't get the answer for. Let's see if we can get the answer for this. Our category yesterday was name something people do in their cars when stopped at a red light. Now, the answers we have are adjust radio, talk on the phone, sing, look around, eat, and apply makeup. What is the one answer of the seven that we're missing? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. Still one answer left here. We've got adjust radio, talk on the cell phone, sing, look around, eat, apply makeup. One answer left. Go ahead, caller.
Fix their hair.
Not fix their hair, but you're not far off on that one.
Okay.
Not fix their hair exactly, but what would you have to do if you were in the car and wanted to fix your hair? Let's say you wanted to fix your hair in the car. What would you have to do? Now, I've been guilty of this from time to time. Name something people do in their cars while stopped at a red light. Adjust radio, talk on the cell phone, sing, look around, eat, and apply makeup. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
You're looking in the mirror.
Looking in the mirror. You have got it. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I do. I look at me in the mirror and stuff. Yeah.
Yep. Thanks. Look in the mirror. Absolutely is the answer today. All right. I think we got another call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
See, you already got it.
Look in the mirror. You got it. Thanks.
Yep.
All right. Now, that ends our Family Feud for today, but we were doing these things about Marion yesterday that were kind of fun. You know, what used to be in this business, what used to be in that business. I thought we'd do a few of these here today because this is kind of fun. Let's run through some of these. I think they're all new today. Okay. The car loan place on Delaware Avenue, where it's kind of close to where the old Pizza Hut was, what used to be in that car loan building? Do people know what I'm talking about here? That old car loan shop? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how we doing this morning?
Hey, good. Haven't heard from you in a while. How you been?
Yeah, oh, doing good. Just working. Yesterday you had the question about Victor's, and I remember as a kid going there, and it was Elliott's and Doubles.
You got it. Elliott's and Doubles. Now, which Doubles had a great hamburger? Do you remember Doubles?
Oh, yeah. I remember Doubles. I used to ride my bike there from all the way out by Morrill.
Now, I don't remember going to Elliott's, though. Was it there a very short time?
It was a short time. I can't even remember. It was probably right around maybe 2000-ish, I'm guessing.
Now,
because I remember the 90s, it was Doubles. In the mid-90s, I rode my bike there.
And I think Doubles had a pretty good run there.
Oh, yeah, and they had them That was the first place, they had the season fries.
You know, I was just going to ask you that because it was always funny because I knew people who went to Doubles every day. And I'm not a fan of the seasoned fries, and that was always the drawback. Now, I would go there for their chicken or their hamburgers, but they did not have regular fries. All they had were the seasoned fries.
Yep, they had the seasoned ones, which I was a fan of, but they are also new, really, to most people, and you know, at fast food anyways. I think maybe Arby's or Rack's had it, but Doubles was one of the first ones, especially on the north end of town. We didn't have much to choose from coming in from Laurel.
No, and you know what's interesting? I look at all the businesses over there now, but when I was growing up and when you were growing up, it was really, and back then, Dairy Queen did not have a drive-thru. You had to walk up to it. So if you were driving through there, you had McDonald's and you had Doubles. That was it.
Yeah, that's it. Or we went to Smith Cardinal for our groceries, and then there was a donut shop in there somewhere, but Fiddlesticks.
Fiddlesticks, absolutely. Now what is?
And that's all we had.
Now that Fiddlesticks building is still there. The last I knew, it was a water company. What's in there now?
That's the last thing I knew is people went in there and filled up their water. I have no idea what it is now.
Right,
it may even be the same thing.
Yeah, right there across from where Victor's is now. Right there across, it's the same building that Fiddlesticks had, but yeah, it was called Fiddlesticks.
Yeah, yep, that's it.
Hey, well, thanks.
I just thought I'd call in, and I remember that question from yesterday, but I didn't have a chance to get away from work to call.
Well, no, hey, I appreciate you being out there, and thanks for calling in.
All right, have a good one, Scott.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, well, that was actually my next question on the list this morning. What used to be where Victor's Tacos was, the last two businesses? It was Elliott's and Doubles, so we've got that one. Okay, the car loan place on Delaware Avenue. I think it's still a car loan place. What did that used to be? Go ahead, caller.
I think Friendly's was where that loan place was.
Yes, Friendly's Ice Cream. Now, is it still a car loan place?
No, it was. It's a dentist now.
Oh, it's a dentist there.
Yeah, it just, I think within the last, I don't know if it's even been 6 months or so. I don't think it's been very long, but it's a dentist place now.
Did they finally shut down all those car loan places? Do we have any of those left in Marion?
I don't think so. I think they were ripping people off, and I don't know if the Congress or somebody, I think, was getting after them. People were really getting in trouble, going bar in, and then they'd end up, you know, I don't know if they'd lose their cars or what and stuff. So.
Well, I tell you, this morning's got a pretty good call volume from different people.
Yes?
Yeah, I think some mornings it's just feast, some mornings it's famine, depending on what we're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Did anybody like Friendly's Ice Cream? I always liked Friendly's Ice Cream. Same building. Apparently, it's a dentist now. Have not been there in quite a while. All right, let's move into some new ones here. Okay. Well, trying to think. What three businesses? Now, this is going to be a big one. What three businesses used to be where Ollie's is now? There were three in there. What three businesses used to be where Ollie's is now? 740-751-4038. Now, staying in that kind of particular vicinity, what used to be where Save-A-Lot is now? What business used to be where Save-A-Lot is? All right, we've already got people with answers here. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say cable.
Cable fulfillment, absolutely.
And I know there was a pharmacy, and I think there was a clothing store, but I can't remember those right off.
There was a pharmacy. We'll see if anybody remembers that name. It was kind of a department store, too. And it wasn't necessarily a clothing store, kind of more of a department store is what I'm thinking of.
What kind of store was it?
A department store.
I'm thinking about where the Hills used to be. I don't know if I'm getting those two clothing places. If there was one there where Hills was, I'm thinking, and maybe it's where the other place is. Okay.
Thanks. All right, and I think we have another phone call coming in here this morning. Let's take this phone call. Maybe somebody who knows about Marion history. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Big Bear was in there.
Big Bear was where Save-A-Lot used to be. Now, I'm trying to remember. Big Bear also encompassed where that church is, too. The gathering place?
I don't know about the church.
Yeah. Well, yep, you got it. Big Bear, thank you.
Yep.
We got another phone call coming in here. Now it's Call-A-Palooza here this morning, which we like. Well, we lost that caller. Well, if that was you, call us back. Maybe you were going to say Big Bear. Yes, Save-A-Lot was Big Bear before Save-A-Lot. But I think it was a little bigger space there. I think it encompassed maybe that church there or there's another business there. Go ahead, caller.
Wells.
What's that?
Wells department store used to be there where the Ollie's and the gym and the Goodwill is or Salvation Army.
Wells? Yeah, but
I was in high school.
Yeah.
In high school, that was Wells.
I think there have been three since Wells. I think it was built for Wells, but then there was another department store, then there was the pharmacy department store, and then there was cable fulfillment. Do you remember the other two?
No. Where did Kmart used to be? I can't remember where Kmart used to be.
Kmart is down where TJ Maxx is now.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll keep guessing here. The three last businesses that are where Ollie's is now. Now, a lot of people remember Wells. That was I think the building was built for Wells. I could be wrong, but I know Wells was in there at one point. So the question is, what were the three last businesses, previous businesses, that were where Ollie's is now? Go ahead, caller.
It was Meyer.
It was Meyer at one point.
But except they called it Meyer Squares.
They did, but the sign never said that. I don't know where Meyer Square came from.
Yeah, I was wondering. It was so confusing because I don't remember the sign saying Squares either, but people always say, I'm going out to Meyer Squares.
Yeah, it never, I don't know where Meyer Square.
Did someone say what Save-A-Lot was?
Yeah, we got that, Big Bear.
Okay. Was this a figment of my imagination, or didn't we used to have a Farmore?
That's it. That was the other one in there. The Farmore.
Hot diggity dog.
You got it. You're on it this morning.
Be number one on the next question. What's the next question?
Next question is, what used to be where Mi Jalapeno is?
Smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord. Well, you're just on your Marion history this morning. What
yeah,
was,
no,
what,
next question.
What
Let's
was,
keep going until I screw up.
What was Smorgasbord famous for?
Meatloaf?
No! Oh,
spaghetti?
Womp, womp, womp.
Chicken?
No!
Okay, I don't know.
Somebody will get it.
But no, was that the next question?
Oh, no. Here we go. Oh, this is an easy one, too. What used to be where Ralphie's is?
Frisch's Big Boy.
Frisch's Big Boy. See, the people.
Next question.
Oh, now see, you won't get this one because this will stall you out.
I got to get it now.
Okay. Kroger on 95. What two businesses were in there prior?
Kroger on 95.
There were two other businesses in that prior. What
was
were
it
they?
One
is somebody, giving you help there? I heard a voice on the bus.
You didn't hear anything. I'm in this bus by myself.
I thought I heard a voice there.
No! Was one a Clyde Evans?
One was Clyde Evans. Do you remember what the other one was?
It was, I don't remember the other one. But hey, at least I remember Clyde Evans.
You do remember Clyde Evans. That's a tough one.
Yeah. That was the first place I ever tried starfruit. Have you ever had a starfruit?
No, I've seen them, but I don't think I've ever tried one.
Yeah, don't bother. It's like a wet paper towel. There's no taste.
Are there any Clyde Evans left? I haven't seen one in a long time.
I never knew there was anyone other than the one we had.
I don't know. Maybe they were a chain. I don't know. Somebody should look that up on their phone.
Have you got around to Al Super Duper yet?
No, I haven't got over to Super Duper yet.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
Keep thinking. All right. What was Smorgasbord known for? And what was the other business where Kroger is on 95? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
There was a pharmacy in there where Kroger's.
Not a pharmacy, but that's a good guess.
It wasn't a drugstore?
Nope. It was another grocery store. It was Clyde Evans, and then there was another grocery store.
Oh, okay.
Then Kroger. 740-751-4038. All right. What was... Oh, we got the Ollie's question. Okay, that's done. Cable Fulfillment, Myers, and Farmore. Kroger on 95. What were the two previous stores in there? Clyde Evans was one of them. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the Smorgasbord was noted for many things, but one of the main things was their bread pudding.
Bread pudding. That's what everybody went to Smorgasbord that I remember, because you could get soups, you could get meatloaf, you could get all ice cream, all that anywhere else, but the bread pudding there, I don't know of any restaurant today where you could get bread pudding.
No, and that bread pudding was hot. It wasn't cold.
No, it was right at the end of the...
hot food aisle.
The hot food aisle. It was at the very end, and people used to love that bread pudding.
Yeah, that was good stuff. I remember, I worked out there for a while.
So do you have the bread pudding recipe that they used?
Oh, no.
I doubt it was all that complicated. Probably most... I have not had bread pudding in eons. And I like bread pudding, but I probably haven't had that in 10 years.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, and it's not hard to make.
I miss that place. That, you know, they had a lot of, you know, good down-home food, you know.
Yeah, it was a nice place.
Their meatballs, and then one thing they had was Sunday, they had the halibut.
Well, it was a nice place to take your family. It was a good ambiance, and I know a lot of people went there on Sunday, but, you know, it used to be a special place. Hey, it's somebody's birthday. Let's go out to Smorgasbord.
Right, but the way things are anymore, you know, it's hard for a person to take his family out to eat.
Yes.
Even McDonald's, you know, you take, you know, four of you out to eat.
Yeah, I know. It's a tricky world anymore.
Yep.
Hey, thanks.
Yep.
Bread pudding, absolutely. Smorgasbord was known for their bread pudding. Sarah, you didn't remember bread pudding. How can that possibly be? Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, where on 95, where Big Bear was in there.
Yes, you got it. Clyde Evans and Big Bear.
Big Bear. And also, the Smorgasbord had good perch, too.
Yeah. Now, do you remember the bread pudding?
Yes.
Now, I thought that was the most delicious thing. Is there anywhere in town now you can get bread pudding?
I'm not sure on that one.
Now you might remember this. Mary is sending me a message online here. She's saying, do you remember Mason's? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Now, where was Mason's at?
I believe that was out there on... out there by the mall.
Oh, that was by the mall. See, I don't remember Mason's. That must have been before my time.
Yeah, I think it was out there where Hills and those was.
But if anybody ever comes up with any good bread pudding, let me know.
All right, well, sure will.
Hey, thanks, John. Tell Carolyn hello.
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Hello, Carolyn. Are you having a good time this morning?
What do you want me to tell?
She said hi, Scott.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
All right. Now, Mason's. Mary, where was Mason's at? Is John right? Was it out by the mall? Okay. I should have made more of these this morning, although we're down to 4 minutes here. What? Now, here's a good one. What was where Panera is now? What used to be where Panera Bread is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you remember what used to be where Panera Bread is? Now, there were two businesses there, a matter of fact, as well. So we got Big Bear Clyde Evans. That was where Kroger used to be. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, does Phil Shirk listen anymore?
You know, I don't know. I got her peanut butter fudge at Christmas, and I got a Christmas card from her. You know, I really don't know. I know they did not. I don't think they had internet, so I doubt it. But hopefully at some point they'll be back with us.
She knows you want that bread pudding. She'll be making it.
I know. Isn't that horrible? I've lost my... somebody will have to call Phyllis up and let her... Because I know if Phyllis knew that I wanted bread pudding, I would have bread pudding.
Yeah, somebody knows her and knows her number. Call her up and tell her about Scott needing bread pudding.
I know. I used to write down all these numbers, and I never wrote down all these numbers. I should have. Yeah. Phyllis, good lady.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. All right. Does anybody remember what is where Panera used to be? Or where Panera is? So you have to get a... Get those pronouns right. I'm trying to remember where Mason's was. Does anybody remember where Mason's was? Mary's brought that up here this morning online. I don't remember Mason's. Oh, it was out by the mall. I think Mary's telling us, yes, it was out by the mall. So that's good. All right, does anybody remember the two businesses that were where Panera Bread is now on Route 95? There's one for the recesses of your mind. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, I'm getting word that Mason's was out in the old Hills building. So, yes, out by the mall. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate it. Well, we're down to the final minute here. Remember, Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 10 to noon today. Go ahead, caller.
Did Radio Shack used to be there at one time?
Not Radio Shack, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not Radio Shack. What were the two businesses that used to be where Panera Bread is now? The two businesses that used to be where Panera Bread is now. We've had a lot of fun this morning, a lot of great participation. Come back tomorrow morning starting at 8:15. Voice of the People with Linda Sims next. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The talking place for people like legendary comedian Shecky Green talking about meeting legendary talk show host Ed Sullivan for the first time.
Do you remember the first time you met him?